Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, I'm Eileen Good, and today we're talking with MasterCard's Richard Crum. He is the Group Head for Global Commercial Products for T&E. Richard, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. So, Richard, let's jump right in. What's the state of corporate travel spending these days? Is it up? Is it down? How is it looking?
I'd say the state is generally up. In general, if you look at the forecasts that are made for the total amount of business travel spending, you see single-digit gains forecasts for some of the larger, more mature markets in North America and in Europe, which is a great recovery because in some of those markets, we've seen flat to declining numbers over the last couple of years. So we're starting to see a recovery and a growth in total spending. And in some of the emerging markets, still double-digit growth in parts of Asia and Latin America. And so while it will vary by company in terms of what they see in their growth, overall we're seeing the market in a total growth mode for 2014 and for the next couple of years.
Well, that must be good news. Let's talk a little bit about corporate travel managers. What's their biggest pain point, and what products are available to help them solve those pain points?
I'd say the biggest challenge for people who are responsible for managing business travel at a company is the dichotomy of their job. So in one sense, they very clearly have a goal of controlling costs, and yet at the same time, they're told they need to do more to allow their travelers to be able to continue to be on the road. And so it's not about reducing spend, and we talked about how companies are spending more, but they're in a very cost control mindset. You have other dichotomies. There's a very clear focus on the safety and the security of travelers and what's necessary to make sure you know where they are and how you're going to communicate with them or prepare them for travel. And yet you could compare that to a growing need to try to give a better experience to travelers, give them more tools, give them more access, give them more ways in which to book and manage and be in charge of that travel experience. And so I think that dichotomy is what makes the travel manager's job difficult, because they are serving sometimes opposing objectives in what they're trying to do. In terms of what is helping them, I think more companies, and the companies that really are getting smarter about this, are finding that it's being able to leverage the data that comes from a program. And it comes from multiple places, right? It could come from your card company. It could come from technology such as a booking tool that you're using or an expense platform that you've installed. It could come from partners like your travel management company or even suppliers themselves. But having rich information and having tools that you can use to take advantage of that to better understand what's happening and how you can meet those opposing forces of, I want to give them more and yet I want to spend less. I want to keep them safe and yet I want to give them the freedom of choice. I think data is probably the currency that is most in play for companies that are really starting to be strategic about how they manage travel spend.
And just a quick follow-up on that. So we have these managers, and they're facing all of these dichotomies where they're essentially trying to serve two masters with, you know, different goals. When you bring the data in, are you seeing corporate travel managers that really know how to work with that data? So, you know, the solution to a needle in a haystack isn't necessarily adding more hay. So when this data is coming in from these sources, do you see corporate managers having good programs, good ability to manage it, to draw analysis from it, and to improve their programs with it?
It certainly is improving. And to your point, if you don't add more hay, nobody is saying, I wish I had more data. It's a very data-rich environment. And I talked about the different places it's coming from. And oftentimes, the level of detail that's contained in those different data sources is very rich. So it is, to your point, and I think more and more companies are investing to be able to do this, is how do you take this raw information, this wealth of data, and turn it into an information set that you can use to make decisions, that can drive travel policy, that can drive travel sourcing, that can drive changes to the way you engage with your travelers, so that you can meet those opposing forces that are often at play in your prioritization.
On the consumer side of payments and travel, you know, the mobile experience is completely transforming how consumer travelers are doing it. So a lot of intermediaries are disappearing. It's a much more streamlined process. But corporate travelers are still facing a lot of those intermediaries. Do you think mobile will have the same impact on the commercial side and on the corporate side that it's had on the sort of consumer traveler side?
Without question, it will. So these business travelers, right, are consumers too, and so they're experiencing a lot of the newer technologies, whether it's mobile or even some of just the new e-commerce aggregators and sources of booking and travel planning information. So that whole shopping and booking experience is definitely changing. I think the other reality is that the adoption of smartphones is probably more profound in the community of business travel, frequent business travelers, than it is within the general population. So the availability of that technology is very rich. And so you're certainly seeing a change. It's happening probably more kind of from that consumer lens. You're seeing new technology for managing booking. You're seeing things like itinerary management tools that allow me to carry all the information about my trip within an app and have that app be smart enough to remind me of gate changes or other things that would change along the way or what's happening next in my journey. So that's certainly happening. But in the commercial side, you also see innovation, particularly so a corporate part of a corporate reality within travel is the expense report. Right? You come home and you've got to capture everything you did in a format that your company can use to either reimburse you, pay the card, or generally manage the expenses that come from business travel. And the technology to do more and more of that while you're on the road, whether that's as simple as capturing an image of a